This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You swing by the coffee shop in the morning, you get your latte or your mocha or your whatnot, and off you go. But pause for a moment next time to consider the cup in your hand. Fancy as the drinks that go in them are, the cups themselves have gotten fancier lately. Double-walled paper, compostable, post-consumer recycled, you name it, it's probably holding a hot beverage somewhere. The paper cup industry is edging out styrofoam, the old go-to in to-go cups. From WYSO, Lewis Wallace has more.
At the International Paper Factory in Kenton, Ohio, 16-ounce coffee cups are flying through tubes along the ceiling and landing in neat stacks. Michael Lenahan heads food service sales for the company. He says they're doubling the size of this paper cup plant in the next year.
You know, it's very exciting. We're in a growth business right now. There is increased demand for our products, and there has been for a number of years running.
The buzzword, sustainability.
Right now, it seems like the consumer is saying we want sustainably sourced products that are made from renewable resources.
Lately, some big names like McDonald's and Jamba Juice have tossed polystyrene cups and gone to paper under pressure from environmental groups. Lenahan's not a gloater, but he says, yeah, trees are renewable.
It's like farming, you know, and it's a crop.
And International Paper's various products have a lot of green labels. Sustainable forestry certification, Ecotainer, 10% post-consumer recycled. All that could make you feel vaguely good about your double macchiato to go. But foam, the kind you'd know as styrofoam, is also trying to get on that green wagon. Take Dart. You've probably seen its white foam cups around. Michael Westerfield, the head of recycling for Dart, says they get a bad rap.
Most of this is really a perception issue.
Westerfield says foam is mostly air, so it actually takes less energy to produce and ship, and it can be recycled in some places. Dart even runs a few recycling plants itself. So how to sort through all this potential garbage? I call up Scott Case with UL, a product safety company that also does sustainability certification.
Some of these debates, like paper versus plastic or paper versus styrofoam, always somewhat amuse me.
Foam's got issues, but paper has hidden costs. It takes a lot of water and energy to make paper. So when you look at the whole life cycle, says Case, the answer is really bring your own cup.
A reusable mug, a reusable glass, tends to trump either of those options.
And even with paper, there's the matter of where all those billions of cups end up. Over at Rumkey Recycling, marketing director David Schwendeman points at a giant pile of bottles, cans, paper. Birds are picking through for food.
We're a middleman. We don't have a magical black box to take things and make them into something.
To recycle a product, he needs to be able to sell it to someone. And paper cups? A lot of those are coated in plastic. In most, but not all, U.S. cities, they are no more recyclable than foam.
It's probably a percentage that probably end up in a mix, but there's also a percentage that end up in the landfill.
So your coffee cup might seem greener than the next disposable thing, but here, it's just clogging up the system. In Dayton, I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.